Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman. Once again, we are extremely grateful to our South African colleagues for their paper and for the brief summary that was just been provided. We think there is a great deal in here that is of value in the work we're doing in Article 7 in terms of where does one submit to the request, and there are a number of useful options. I think the reality is that Article 7 is very clear that we're talking about the Security Council, and that, of course, was never intended to preclude asking for assistance in other occasions or circumstances. So what we see in paragraph 6 provides a useful set of guidance and as well as some questions that we would need to address, which are very important. And section 3 on information to be supplied, there are a lot of things that clearly make sense to us. And as our South African colleague has said, they are open to discussions on this because they see the list is not exhaustive. I think that's probably true. And we would certainly like to contribute further to the elaboration of this list. And we'd certainly be happy to help our South African colleagues do that as they work through this paper through the remainder of this intersessional programme. Now, the final remark I want to make echoes what I'd said earlier, that the IEDs in here can provide interim guidance to states parties on the sorts of information that they should be providing if they are requesting assistance. That will be a valuable outcome to flag in our work. Thank you, sir.